Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today, not so happy news. I put the blog out, and I just thought I'd follow up with a quick podcast. It's very sad about that girl that fell, and I think what I'm going to do is Wireless Estimator also had some things in there, and they seem to imply that the boyfriend, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but they seem to imply that the boyfriend talked her into going up there, and I don't know if that's true or not. You know, he works for Abilene Tower, and I don't know. It's almost like they said she was trying to find out if she was going to climb or not, and it was her first climb. You know, they got that picture on Facebook. If you go to his link, which I'll put in the blog, I'll update it again for like the fifth time. Her putting the tower harness on, she's there at the truck. It's very sad. So anyways, I get a little upset looking at it. I don't understand what was going on. I don't think anybody knows except the people that were there. So, I got to make a few more phone calls. As I do, I'll update things, but, I know it's, an SBA tower. And I believe the name of the SBA tower is, let me look here. I wrote it down. I think it's the Carter Ranch site. I have the information in my blog. But anyways, it's just sad. I mean, we don't know what happened. This poor girl, I don't know if it was her first climb. I don't know why she wasn't 100% tied off. I mean, that's the standard. It's very confusing. You know, she was in Facebook wearing the harness. From rumor has it, there were two people in the tower with her. Just why wasn't she tied off? How high was she climbing? Why was she so high? A lot of questions. It's just very sad. So just to be clear here, for the family, we're very sad for the loss. It's a loss for the family, and obviously it's going to be a loss for the industry, because it puts a black eye in the industry, because we don't know what happened. We don't know if someone was irresponsible, if it was an honest accident, or what happened. It's very depressing. We wondered, and that's what we want to know. How did this happen, and what's the lesson learned from this? Do we take away from this that we should find a better way to train our climbers? Do we take away from this that maybe not everybody's meant to go up on a tower? What's the lesson learned here? 100% tie off, obviously, is one of the major lessons. So I feel very sorry. My condolences out to the family. My condolences out to everybody that was on the site. And I feel very sorry that her family has to go through this. And if she does have the children, I'm very sorry for her children. So if her children are out there, you know, or we're so sorry what happened to your mother. It's just a horrible thing. It happens in this industry. So once we get a few more details and know what's going on, you know, I'll spread the word. But I think what we can do right now is look at the lessons learned. So I know when I trained people, I was careful about taking them up. If someone wasn't comfortable with heights, they had no right being on a tower. When you take people up, you take it nice and slow. Hopefully there's a safety climb and they know to tie off all the time, because it makes them feel a little more comfortable. And you just don't have them do anything more that they're comfortable with. If they're out of their comfort zone, let them go back down. I understand that you want to push people, drive people, make them better than what they are, but you also want them to live at the end of the day. You don't want to take any unnecessary chances. So with that said, you know, I know her name was Stephanie Gurney. Again, we're very sorry. And from what they say, her boyfriend was a climber, Stephen Butler, and we hope that, you know, it's got to be rough on this guy, especially if he was on site when it all happened. I mean, that'd be a horrible thing. I mean, you guys are going to say what you want to say, but still, it's very horrible. We just don't like when anything like that happens. We don't want anything like that to happen ever again. I mean, any loss is too many. So if she was climbing for a company, this is just terrible. It's a horrible way to start the new year. I was talking with Dr. Jed Hester, and she's thinking it's probably not the first woman that could have died on a tower on the job. She said there were others. But anyways, it really doesn't matter. It's just a very sad thing. So why wasn't she tied off 100% of the time? Lesson learned, you should always be tied off 100% of the time, no matter how comfortable you are or how long you've been climbing. It's just a good idea. So was it on company time? If it was, I guess we'll get the details sooner or later. We just have to figure out what's going on. So this is a loss not only for the industry, for the tower industry, for the wireless industry, but it's also a loss, you know, for her family, her friends, and everyone that was on site that day. They just saw a horrible thing happen. I hope someday we have the answers, but if it's like any other accident, they'll lawyer up and they'll put a gag order on a lot of things. It's very frustrating, but that seems to happen a lot. You know, there's a lot of near misses out there, and it would have been great if this were one of them. That's something, when you think of your near miss and you think what could have happened, why don't you take a lesson learned from it? You know, whatever went wrong, try to correct it. That's the goal of this. The goal of this is to learn. We have to get something positive out of it. I know when I train people, like I said, I took them up, made sure they were comfortable, made sure they knew the gear. It wouldn't take them any higher than they felt comfortable. And some people don't feel comfortable going very high the first time. Some people only want to go 20 or 30 feet or 50 feet. And then you get them down. You make sure someone's with them. You make sure you have a rescue plan. And a lot of times, what we would do is have a rope grab, just in addition to having them tied off in case they do make a mistake. I know you have the Y lanyard, and they should never unhook both, but, you know, in case they forget or they think they can do it, it's good to have a rope grab. It's one more thing to protect the climber. So it's just very sad. And that, I'm just going to end it there. Thanks, everybody. Be smart, be safe, and follow the plan. Pay attention to what you're doing, and stay 100% tied off.